It's 8:43, and we continue our conversation with whose business is it anyway? We talk locally owned, operated businesses that, and we've been talking a lot with people from gastroenterology consultants, GCPC. It's part of the Southern, the Surgery Center of Southern Oregon, isn't that right, Doctor?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah, and it's right across from RRMC on Barnett, and a lovely person we have in studio here is Dr. Charlene D'Souza. You are one of two female gastroenterologists at the practice, isn't that the case?
I am, yes.
Yeah, give us the advantages, first off, of actually dealing with gastroenterology consultants and getting your screenings and getting your treatment done through something like this, rather than, let's say, going through a hospital system or some other provider.
Sure.
Because there are choices these days, and that's important. That's what we wanted to make sure people know.
Yes, there are choices, and it's important to have choices, but you want to be making the right choice. So there are some surgeons and family practitioners who do procedures, upper endoscopies and colonoscopies, and I'm sure that they are fine doing that for routine procedures. But they don't have the same training that gastroenterologists do. We have 3 intensive years of GI training, so we can pick up really subtle findings, and we're able to treat those findings. Whereas if you go to another non-GI provider, if they find something abnormal, they're not going to treat it. They're going to send you to us anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So you might as well go directly to who, if there is a problem or if there is an issue, would know what to do. So it saves you time. And I also, from what I understand, the way that you folks operate screening is that it's considerably less expensive in many, many cases than going through the traditional hospital system. How much so?
It is. And so our surgery center is a bundled payment. So you pay a one-time fee, and it doesn't matter what we do during the procedure. So we could take out 10 polyps. We could place clips. We could do everything. And it's
place
still,
clips? What's that?
If we, so if there are areas that look like they might bleed, or they're at risk for complications, we have ways to stop the bleeding, including little metal clips. And they fall off eventually, but they do their job of preventing complications.
I'm sorry, I'm a little ignorant about how that process, putting clips in my gut.
But
really?
Those are very expensive, but that cost is not put on to the patient.
Okay.
So that's where you would save money. It's just this one-time bundled payment.
And you're able to do this then through volume. You're able to reduce the costs. You specialize in this kind of, you're not general. It's not a general practice then, right?
So at the surgery center, we perform general endoscopies. So upper endoscopies through the mouth, as well as colonoscopies. I myself and Dr. Moshe, who was on your show, we perform specialized procedures for the pancreas, bile duct, staging cancers. Those procedures generally are over at the hospital because they're more complex.
But still, there's a lot more going on there than just colon cancer screening. I guess that's
absolutely
what we're trying to. People that have digestive issues, GERD, maybe some...
patients who have heartburn, abdominal pain, diarrhea. A lot of other things besides just screening.
Yeah, irritable bowel. I mean, all these kind of things, and you're able to keep the pipes working, I guess, or find a way to do this.
Yes.
So you have an interesting pathway to get here. You joined the practice about a year and a half ago, and so you got your training at OHSU. So
no, I actually did not get my training at OHSU. No. So I got my internal medicine residency at Dartmouth.
At Dartmouth.
And then I went to GI fellowship at the University of Nebraska, and then I did my additional training in the specialized procedures at the University of Michigan. And then I went to Portland, and I was working at OHSU and the Portland VA for about 5 years before coming down here.
Okay, so that's it. So, boy, that was quite a, bing, bang, bing, bang, boom. So so what do you think about, working in Southern Oregon? How's it been treating you then?
I love it.
Okay.
I like the area. The people are great. And I will say that working at the surgery center is probably the best place I've ever worked. Everyone's just very nice. They're very good to the patients, and they're good to the physicians as well.
You know, the screenings, anytime you're dealing with, digestive system, intestines and things like that, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, I can understand that. It's one of those things you don't like to necessarily talk about it at the cocktail party. Say, hey, Bill, how'd that colonoscopy go? You know, although I imagine you probably have the best jokes about things like that.
Yeah. You should come to a GI party.
Yeah. Really? They'll joke about it, but we don't tend to joke about them at my parties. My wife has even expressed that she's a little bit concerned about getting this kind of examination, but we're both of the age that I'm being even told by my insurance company, hey, you got to go in there. We really suggested that you do this. So you're one of two women on the staff, right? And is this something that has really been helpful for, let's say, female patients? Maybe they feel more comfortable doing
something
like that.
I mean, again, it's all about having that choice. And you are talking about very delicate matters. And so you need to go to someone who you feel comfortable with. And some women and even men feel more comfortable going to female providers. And so we're able to offer that at GCPC.
That's really interesting. So sometimes you have men that prefer a female mm-hmm. or women yep. that prefer a male. And so either way, you're going to be covered then
right.
at something like this. Now, what about the non-invasive colon cancer screenings? Because, you know, it's a big problem. I've known some people who have died of not having it diagnosed, and mm-hmm. it can be really bad. So I think it's a thing. You know, this
yes.
is not something that is just, hey, your insurance company's just hassling you.
Well, right? Colon cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. So it's important for us to do some type of screening so that if you have these precancerous polyps, we can take them out and decrease your risk.
Some people are saying, though, okay, I'd rather have like, what do they call it, a stool card or
yes.
something like that, where they...
There are a couple of different stool cards that you can do. Your physician will send you home with these little cards. You give a stool sample. The problem with these tests are that they can be falsely positive or falsely negative. Some of them are not necessarily as sensitive for polyps in the colon.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also say that... if those come back positive, then you still are going to be referred for a colonoscopy. And that colonoscopy is now a diagnostic test, not screening. And that makes a difference with your insurance.
So diagnostic, the screening is usually pretty much covered by most insurance
yes,
plans, right?
It is.
Diagnostic, because they're trying to get ahead of something. But once you've been...
Right. Once you have a positive test in any way, then that colonoscopy is no longer a screening colonoscopy.
You could be dealing then with hundreds of dollars in extra costs out of pocket.
Probably
isn't
more
that?
Than hundreds of dollars.
More than hundreds
mm-hmm.
of dollars?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know what these cost normally. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't ask.
Well, I know that the stool card, the Cologuard, which is, I think, the one that's most advertised on TV and radio, your insurance is billed $650 for just that stool test.
For just the card?
Just
really?
The card. Mm-hmm. And then your colonoscopy can be anywhere between $1,000 to $1,500. But if your Cologuard comes back positive... then you go for a colonoscopy, and your insurance may not pay all of that.
Okay. So this is the reason why it's a good idea. You can self-refer to the gastroenterology consultants at GCPC, which is off Barnett Road, right across from Asante Rogue Regional. This is not something you necessarily even have to go through your doctor to do.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah.
You just go over there and say, hey,
call.
It's time. And I promise you, we will be there within the next few weeks and get that done. And I'll be able to just rave about it, right?
Yes, you should. It's going to be a great experience, I promise.
All right. Do I have to be awake for it or am I?
Well, you're going to be asleep for the procedure.
Oh, so nighty-night, huh?
Yeah. And people wake up and say it's the best sleep they've ever had. They frequently will ask for more of the propofol.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got that there.
Yes, the Michael Jackson juice.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, we're not going to go the Michael Jackson path.
We're not going to go that far. No.
Indeed.
No.
All right. I appreciate the take there.
Yeah.
It's good to meet you. It's glad to have you down here from the Portland area. We can always use good medical people here in Southern Oregon. Okay.
Great to be here. Thank you.
And once again, it's Dr. Charlene D'Souza, yet another one of the people from Gastroenterology Consultants. If you're looking to be screened, you have problems with, colon issues, you want to get that screened. You're having GERD. And heartburn issues, yep. Irritable bowel, all that things. You take care of that, right?
We do.
We work there. And it's Gastroenterology Consultants off Barnett Road across from Asante Rogue Regional. And yes, you can self-refer yourself. Thanks again, doctor.
Thank you.
Good talking with you. It's 851 KMED. And we have time for a couple of emails, maybe some open phones too.